Hi, fans. This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to July 5th of 1987. Now, this was a good year for the Giants. As you know, they end up winning the West, and they take on the Cardinals to try to get to the World Series. And that one ends with Atlee Hammaker on the hill in a very exciting finish to that National League Championship Series. But it all came about. Things really changed July 5th, 1987. Al Rosen and Roger Craig, of course, running the ball club. Al Rosen, the general manager, and Roger Craig, the manager. And the ball club at this point is 39-40. They're 5.5 games behind the Cincinnati Reds and the Houston Astros, and they realize they've got to do something. Well, they did something on that day. They made a trade with the San Diego Padres. And boy, I remember this so well. I was shocked when I saw it. Dave Dravecki, Craig Lefferts, and Kevin Mitchell come to the Giants for Chris Brown, Keith Comstock, Mark Davis, who goes on to win the Cy Young in 1989, and right-handed pitcher Mark Grant. Wow. All right, so here we are. It's July 5th, 1987. The Giants are in Wrigley Field to take on the Chicago Cubs. It's Sunday. They've split the first two games of this series. And on the hill for the Giants today is none other than Mike Kruko. And he goes against a right-hander, Les Lancaster, for the Chicago Cubs. All right, now Kevin Mitchell is in the lineup. Listen to this lineup. Robbie Thompson, Mike Aldretti, Jeff Leonard, Will Clark, Chili Davis, then Kevin Mitchell, Bob Brenly, Jose Uribe, and Mike Kruko. For the Cubs, Martinez, Trio, Dawson, Mumphrey, Leon Durham, Nochi, Jody Davis, Mike Brumley at short, and Les Lancaster on the hill. And here we go, and there's a lot of excitement. I really remember this so well. A lot of excitement around Kevin Mitchell coming to this ball club. It all starts in the second inning for the Giants. They're now down 1-0 to the Cubs, and Will Clark strikes out. Chili Davis gets a double, and Kevin Mitchell, in his first at-bat as a Giant, hits a home run, his eighth of the year.
And well to left center field. Going back is Martinez. It is gone. And the Giants lead it by a score of 2-1. And how about that? Holy cow, Kevin Mitchell, his first time up in a Giants uniform. He homers over the left center field fence.
And it puts the Giants up 2-1. Then things really get wild in the Cub third inning. Listen to this. Martinez gets a base hit. Trio walks. Martinez goes to second. All of a sudden, Cubs manager Gene Michael brings six scuff baseballs out to home plate umpire Terry Tata. After talking briefly, Michael was ejected by Tata. Michael dropped all six baseballs at the plate. Tata then went to the mound and took the ball from Mike Kruko and removed it from the game and issued a warning to Mike.
I mean, you can't fool a big league ball player or a manager or a coach. They knew what was going on. So finally, Stick Michaels comes out and he shows Terry Tata, the umpire, six balls with scuffs on it. And Terry winds up throwing him out of the game. So then he takes the balls and he comes out to me and he goes, look, I'm trying to work with you. And I really like Terry Tata. He's absolutely right. If I have to do this, if I have to do something illegal, I shouldn't be out here. This is BS. So I said, I promise you, I won't scuff another one. And Tata says, okay. And I said, but Terry, before you go, he goes, yeah. I go, can I have one of those before you go? He didn't think that was very funny. But that was it. I lasted about four pitches later. I got knocked out. But that's the last time I ever even thought about doing something like that. And if it wasn't for the fact that I was barking in the shoulder, I never would have done it. And I realized once I did it, it was wrong. And I felt bad about that. I had disgraced the game.
Kruko took the new ball he was given and kicked it into the Giants' dugout.
Yeah, I was mad when I walked on the field. That was kind of a cartoon that day.
I'd love to see this. He left the field while the grounds crew spread sand on the rain-soaked mound. The Giants denied Kruko was scuffing the ball. Giants manager Roger Craig said that Kruko was working on a cut fastball. All right, so the inning continues. Some say Mike also changed his glove at this point. Dawson hits a home run. Mumphrey gets on in an error. Durham doubles. Jim Gott has now come in to replace Mike. Long story short, the Cubs put four on the board and now lead the game after three, 5-2. Wow. This is July 5th of 1987. All right, and the Giants sixth. Chili Davis gets a base hit. Lancaster, who had three balks in the game, balks him to second. And Kevin Mitchell comes up and hits another home run, his ninth of the year. And it is now 5-4 Cubs. Will Clark on Kevin Mitchell.
Well, we were in Chicago, and, you know, he showed up, and, you know, we had played against him a few times and knew, you know, he had some power. And then right out the chute, he hits two home runs for us. It's like, oh, welcome, big boy, welcome. You know, it led to, needless to say, bigger and better things. 89, he was able to, you know, hit 47 homers in the four slot and finish with an MVP. We made it to the World Series that year because of him, and it was awesome.
We go to the Giants' eighth. Brenly strikes out. Milner, John Milner comes in, he gets a pinch hit single. Mark Wasinger gets a base hit. Robbie Thompson gets a base hit to score Milner. It's now 5-5. And Chris Spire comes up as a pinch hitter, and he doubles. And the Giants go up 7-5 as he hit a pinch hit double when he came in for Joe Price. All right, we go to the Cubs' ninth. Scott Gorelts is on the hill for the Giants. What a crazy game. Jody Davis gets a base hit. But Gorelts gets the last out, and who is it? Rafael Palmeiro, who was a Chicago Cub in 1987. So the Giants end up winning the game 7-5, 7-13-1 for the Giants, 5-9-0 for the Cubs, 3 hours 48 minutes. Mike Kruger goes 2 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Joe Price gets the win. He's 2-0 in relief. Scott Gorelts gets his 10th save, and the loser is Ed Lynch, who goes on to become the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Ed Lynch goes to 1-6. Wow. Mike Kruko on Kevin Mitchell.
We were all excited about the trade that brought Kevin Mitchell and Dave Dravecki and Craig Lefferts into our clubhouse because they were all players we really respected. This was a good ad. This was beefing up our team, and we were pretty proud of our team as it was. But on that particular day, Kevin Mitchell was the star. He didn't even have a name on the back of his jersey, and he had two home runs, and he was the star of the game. And because of his effort, my pitiful effort was forgotten, and he kind of just smoothed things over for me.
Kevin Mitchell in 1987 with the Giants, 306, 376 on base, 530 slugging in 69 games, 15 homers, and 44 RBIs. Almost like Willie McCovey's Rookie of the Year way back in 1959. 13 years in the big leagues for Kevin Mitchell, 284 average, 360 on base, 520 slugging. And we all know in 1989 for Kevin Mitchell, 47 homers and 125 RBIs. Amazing. Well, the Giants go on, of course, to win the West. As I said, they take on the Cardinals in the championship series for the pennant. The Cardinals win the pennant and end up taking on Minnesota in the World Series, and Minnesota wins that World Series. But for this day, the good start for Kevin Mitchell really spurred the Giants on. They go 51-32 the rest of the year and win the West with a 90-72 record over the Reds, 84-78. What a game. Mike Kruko starts it. Oh, I would have loved to have seen this one in person. This was something else. By the way, Balkan Bob Davidson was in this game as well. 3 balks were called on Lancaster. He had 2 wild pitches. And Herm Sturett, the pitching coach for the Cubs, was kicked out of the game as well. Wow. This is another great game in Giants franchise history.